from an IT perspective, very little, Greg. As I said, work is ongoing to essentially diagnose the extent of the problem before we can even start looking at what systems could be switched on and how they could be switched on safely. So it leaves us really flying blind without the use of all the IT systems that we normally run. And we spoke about that yesterday. Happy to come back on it. But it really slows down all our processes. From a clinical perspective, yesterday we, I suppose, was the first full day of all services running that we saw the impact. And that's led us to have to further restrict services because really our diagnostic services were struggling under the pressure of trying to support the emergency department, the inpatients that we had, and those critical and urgent cases that we were dealing with. So maybe if I start with a summary of where we're at today in terms of services. So again, much as I said yesterday, our renal dialysis service is continuing as normal. Our vaccination clinics are continuing as normal. Our hematology oncology clinics are continuing unless the hospital contacts you. Some patients were having to reschedule some of the appointments. But come for your hematology, if you're coming for hematology oncology day treatment, chemotherapy, etc., come in unless the hospital contacts you. Essentially, all other services, our outpatient clinics, our day surgery, our endoscopy, our inpatient surgery, and our appointments for diagnostics, so cardiac investigations and radiology, all those services are suspended at the moment and do not come for those appointments unless the hospital contacts you. So for those services, we will contact you if you're to come in. If you don't hear from us, then do not attend the hospital. Again, I'd just like to thank and acknowledge the public who, for their patience when they have had to attend the emergency department and for actually looking at alternative approaches like going to their GP as opposed to attending at the hospital. That has eased the pressure overnight on our emergency department somewhat. And again, I just encourage people again to continue to do that. Go to your GP rather than come to the emergency department as the first port of call. Everything in the department, in the emergency department, will be multiple times slower than it normally would be. And yesterday, we were rushing, I was talking about the services, but just to acknowledge the staff in the hospital have been working right throughout the weekend and have done a fantastic job in just trying to keep as much as we have got kept going throughout.